A short story. Chapter 1: The Treasure Hunt. It was the day of the annual treasure hunt. Best buddies Adi and Manav were competing against each other. Adi was having water and chatting with two teammates. And so did Manav. They shared a sporty stare of rivals. Okay, people, drinks break over. Welcome back. So as we can see, Team White Tigers are 1 point ahead of Black Panthers. But, we never know, these last two riddles may change the game. Be ready. Here's the next riddle. All the best teams. Both turned towards the voice and paid attention. The next riddle was recited. To dirt, I grin. I wanna sweep everything clean. Who am I? Both look at each other and sprinted. However, both took separate ways. Aditya wondered where Manav went. He did look back, but did not stop. He was too serious and could not have let Manav win. There, Manav, who was only playing for fun, took the short but risky route and soon joined Adi before he reached to fetch a sweep. In fact, he was slightly ahead. Aditya got down from one stair and Manav came from nowhere. They saw the broom and both rushed upstairs to get it. They passed Sunaina, who was coming down the stairs. She got alert and waited to observe what the rush was for. Aditya, in order to stop Manav, pulled him back, which made him lose his balance. Aditya instantly knew that he made a mistake but could not stop him from falling. Sunaina noticed that he was about to fall from three steps. She settled her feet on the floor and tried to offer him some support but closed her eyes tight, in a catching position. Luckily, Manav regained his own balance before turning back and landing on his knees. She opened her eyes, searched for him. He was down there on his knees and she breathed a sigh of relief, seeing him safe. He smiled foolishly and realized that he stepped on her feet. Manav instantly stood up and apologized. "Oh, I am sorry." Sunaina, by now, noticed her leg and answered calmly. "It's okay. Hope you are fine." Soon, her attention went over his hand and she noticed a scratch. She pointed it to him. He now noticed his own hand. "Oh, it's nothing serious. I am good." Sunaina was still restless. She instantly took out a band-aid from her bag in haste and offered him. "Take it." However, Manav refused to accept it. He smiled and claimed, "No need. Murd ko dard nahi hota." Sunaina, who knew what a big fake hero Manav was, handed the band-aid over to him and started walking back her way. Till then, Aditya recalled that he had to take the broom and he rushed and took it. Thus, both teams came to equal points in this treasure hunt. Sunaina stopped at a distance hearing the team's cheer. Manav cringed and thought, he lost this round due to that stupid Sunaina. Till then, the next and the last riddle was ready to be announced. Folks, here is the next and last riddle. Any wound I may heal, I ain't onion, but you need to peel. No wonder the answer existed in Manav's own hand, which he himself thought and solved. He raised his hand and yelled loudly, "It's a band-aid and here it is." His team cheered and gathered around him to congratulate him with high fives and hugs. Sunaina, who was watching from a distance, was happy too. He looked towards her and smiled out of gratitude, and she smiled back to him. She showed her thumbs up to congratulate him. Chapter 2: The Unwanted Challenge. Exams were up and Adi was out of notes, and so were his friends. He saw Sunaina and suddenly an idea struck his mind. His expressions changed. He thought that Manav could help. As soon as Manav was told to ask for notes from Sunaina, he was frozen. He was frightened and dreamt of what would happen if he went to her. In his dream, she was cruel. Sunaina smiled cunningly. She slowly got up from the bench and caught his hairs and hit his head on the desk thrice. "What did you do the whole year? Stupid, mad, fool." Soon he realized that it was a dream. He came to his senses. He was sweating heavily. Manav refused. "Not at all, folks. I am not going to ask for notes from that proud girl." Aditya declared that Manav has to go, no matter what. He stated that Manav was the only backbencher to whom Sunaina talked. So he was respectfully kicked in the classroom by his supportive friends. Sunaina was discussing some notes with a female friend inside the classroom. A few students were sitting on a bench chatting and giggling. Manav came and stood at a distance like a statue, unable to move. She noticed him for a while and decided to talk to him. She smiled at him and asked if he was searching for some friend. Manav moved closer and asked if he could have her notes. Sunaina happily nodded and asked which subject notes he wanted. He embarrassingly answered, "All subjects." She giggled with her friend, due to which Manav was a bit offended. However, she handed him notes of two subjects and told she would give the remaining when he finishes them, as she also needs to prepare for exams. Aditya interrupted and asked her to hand over all notes, as he would photocopy it and give her back by tomorrow. Sunaina, who did not trust Adi at all, refused clearly. Adi taunted her that she was not the only scholar in the class and was too proudy. This was too much for Sunaina. She turned and punched his waist. "See, I told you that she was fierce. You didn't believe me. Now, pay for it." Aditya was furious and moved towards Sunaina. Manav came in between. "You are not going to harm a girl, right?" Manav intended to protect both his friend and Sunaina. But Adi took him wrong and took out his anger on Manav instead. "Since you are taking sides with her, I challenge you to fare better than me in these exams. Come on. Don't be a scaredy cat. Sunaina could take it no more and spoke up for Manav. Enough. Who are you to call him scaredy cat? It was you who did not have the guts to ask for notes. You talk about competing with you. Huh, I guarantee you that Manav Khanna will come in the top 10 rankers this year. It's a challenge. Just wait and watch. Manav was shocked and in great jeopardy as he had no clue. He felt like a scapegoat or a lab mouse over whom two people were challenging without asking for his will. Aditya smirked and said, "We will see." Sunaina rolled her eyes. "You would see." He left. She turned to Manav and asked, "I gave him a nice answer, right?" Manav scaredly answered, "Yes, absolutely. You totally destroyed." He stopped and said to himself, "Me?" Manav passed out of shock as he reckoned it was impossible. She tried to wake him up by calling his name. But no gain. Although Adi and Manav patched up the very next day, Sunaina was dead serious about tutoring him. No matter where he hid, she found him and followed him like a ghost. He finally gave up and agreed to go to the library. Chapter 3 Preparation Begins School Studies. In the library, she kept on removing books from the shelf and he collected them in his hands and with the burden of it, lost his balance and fell down. She turned and found him on the surface. "Oh no, are you okay? Sorry, I gave you a lot to handle." "Yes, this is too much to handle," said Manav sarcastically. "Don't worry, we are not going to refer all these books." She showed the last book she found. "We would study from this book. Keep the rest of them back." "What?" Manav was disgusted. She left with a smile. He finally breathed a sigh of relief. Manav went to listen to FM in class while reading. As soon as he saw Sunaina coming, he immediately took off earphones and hid them. Too bad, because Sunaina has already noticed him. You may hear music while studying. No hard and fast rules. In fact, it helps to avoid distraction from surroundings. But only listen to your own playlist, not FM. Any new input can distract our minds. He was surprised that she supported this kind of learning and could not agree more. Good suggestion," he replied. Gradually, he realized that Sunaina was a cool study partner. He also learned from her ways to make studies fun. He remarked that if he had a teacher like her, in his childhood, he would love studying. He wondered why every time he complimented Sunaina, she blushed continuously. Somehow, seeing her happy made his heart happy too. One day, while leaving from library with Manav, she was stopped by Arav. Arav was the second ranker of the college and wanted to be first, beating Sunaina. Arav interrupted, "Hey Sunaina! Coming from the library? Good to see you." Sunaina clearly knew he was a jealous MCP, but she politely greeted him. He further pointed out, "You should put more efforts this time, cause I am going to gain my first position back and prove that last time you beat me was just a fluke." Sunaina could only laugh on his childish stubbornness. Arav challenged Sunaina that this time he was determined to make her lose her rank and position. Manav, who witnessed this conversation, loathed Arav's attitude. Whereas, Sunaina answered that, "I don't study to compete, I study to improve, I study because I like to. Anyways, all the best." Arav left wishing her the same. Manav wondering, "Do you really love studies? Wait, but that is not the point. The point is that you won't let this loser beat you up. You have to defend your rank, got it?" Sunaina was surprised that he took it personally and got involved in her matter. For a second, she wondered who was helping whom. She never got such a cute scolding. "We must go back to the library. We need to beat that loser," said Manav. She couldn't help but kept on staring at him. Chapter 4 Tutor of the Tutor. The preceding days, they immersed themselves in studies. But not fully. They enjoyed studying. Sometimes they studied in the campus underneath a tree with lots of students and trees around. They marked answers, used a leaf as a bookmark, discussed their opinions and whatnot. When they studied for too long, they ended up dozing off on their open books in the library. She learned his way of learning too, like walking while reading simultaneously. They walked in the corridor but collided often, so went to the ground but got hit with the ball. The other free area was reserved for dance practice. They went to a nearby park but got awkward seeing only couples there. They returned back to the college corridor. This time when they come in between the paths of each other, he moved aside like a gentleman and let her go. Sunaina finished reading one book and took another. Suddenly her attention was drawn towards Manav and she gazed at him. Manav caught her. He waved his hand before her face. She was startled, she immersed herself into the book, embarrassed. These college days passed so quickly that they couldn't believe it. Chapter 5 The Exam Day. Finally, the day of examination arrived. Arav reached the center, college, and looked for Sunaina here and there. He found it weird that she was nowhere to be seen. He guessed that she might be with Manav helping him with his last-minute preparation. Soon, he noticed Manav entering the classroom. However, to his surprise, Manav came alone. Arav approached Manav to interrogate him. "Where's Sunaina?" he asked. Manav found it weird that Arav was so worried about Sunaina. "Wait, that's not important. The more important thing is that why hasn't Sunaina arrived yet?" Manav told himself. He told Arav that she had texted him when she left home and she left before he did. Arav got angry listening to this. He yelled at Manav, "What kind of friend you are to not bring her along with you when you live in the same vicinity and that she had helped you so much?" Manav felt guilty, but more than that, he felt responsible. The bell rang, reminding that only 10 minutes were left for the exams to begin and all students should gather in their classrooms. Manav immediately called Sunaina and was shocked. He informed Arav that she had met with an accident and he was going to look for her and might not attain this exam. Manav left hurriedly, passing the entering examiner. "If you go today, you could get another KT?" the examiner reminded him. Manav left as if he never heard him. Arav took his seat restlessly and wished in his thoughts Sunaina's safe return. "You have to be safe, Sunaina. I cannot compete without a competitor. I will wait for you to return because I know you will. You have to come, Sunaina." Question papers were served, but Arav did not pick his pen. After 15 minutes, Manav returned to the classroom with an injured Sunaina. Arav was amused to see her back and got up. He noticed that she had injured her right hand as it was tied by a handkerchief. He immediately requested the professor to appoint a writer for Sunaina, to which the professor agreed, but Sunaina instantly rejected. She said that it was not needed as she could write with her left hand. Professor agreed and asked her and Manav to take their seats as they still had time. Manav helped her till her seat and wished her good luck and asked her to relax. Watching her writing with left hand, Arav, who believed in fair competition too, began writing with his left. 3 hours passed. The test was finally over. Everyone handed over their answer sheet and left. Chapter 6. Thank you, God. Sunaina came out and everyone applauded her for her bravery. Manav asked eagerly, "Why are you looking so sad? Were you not able to complete it?" She looked up to the sky to thank God. She had tears in her eyes. She then hugged Manav and burst into tears. Arav, who was watching from a distance, was happy to see her. Sunaina thanked Manav for helping her in this crisis. Arav breathed a sigh of relief and walked towards them. "Did you complete your paper?" he asked. She nodded, wiping her tears. "Tell me one thing. How were you so confident that you will be able to write your paper with your left hand?" asked Arav. Sunaina smiled and answered that in her childhood, she often practiced writing with her left hand. She never knew it would prove so handy one day. Sunaina asked him how he was able to write with left hand. This surprised Arav. "How did she notice that?" he wondered. He answered, "Even I am surprised. How? Seeing you, I just got inspired. Now, I am worried about the professor who has to read 2 papers with such bad handwriting. Especially bad that both papers are complete." All laughed together. He also complimented Manav that he was a very good friend and she was very lucky to have him as a friend. Manav told Arav that he learned the real meaning of fair play today from him. From that day they became best friends. Chapter 7 The Result Day. Manav eagerly rushed to check the results on the notice board. His expressions changed into despair at once. He started retreating. Arav, who arrived next, stopped, watching him retreat. He asked Manav whether Sunaina passed. Manav nodded to say yes. Arav asked him further then whether he passed. Manav nodded again. Arav still couldn't get the reason for Manav's overreaction. A professor passing by came and congratulated Arav for securing and maintaining his second place. Arav was confused and a little disappointed. By that time, Sunaina came running and asked Manav whether he passed or not. Manav said, "I am sorry, Sunaina. I am really very sorry." Sunaina worriedly went to check the notice board and started checking from the low to high scores. She was nervous to not find his name till now. Finally, she found Manav's name and her happiness knew no bounds. She started jumping and celebrating. Arav saw her and noticed the board. Sunaina came running towards Manav, held his hands and jumped out of joy. "You came first. I am so happy. Hooray!" He answered that he was not happy to snatch her rank. "Stupid, I came third even after meeting accident, being late and writing in bad handwriting. This achievement for me is bigger than coming first." Arav thought how silly he was to find content in competition. Arav could not keep himself away anymore and joined the celebration. He congratulated both of them. Sunaina said, "Congratulations to you too. You've beaten me, now." Arav told that instead, this time he was badly beaten by both Sunaina and her student. "Now if you don't mind, can I join you guys in the celebrations?" "You're most welcome," said Manav and Sunaina. They knew they had learned what they needed to. The end.